Every day my parents were faxing me new negative articles from Germany. And basically this little innocuous comment that I'm a Muslim at heart finished my career in entertainment. It was during this turmoil that also my friendship with Imran Khan finished. And shortly afterwards, I converted because I was ready. I was ready. I wanted to bring God into my life. I wanted to pray. And thank you. Thank you. Alhamdulillah. The best decision of my life, although, you know, it came with a lot of problems. You know, then I was invited on a chat show in Germany, People Behind the Headlines. And I thought this is finally the opportunity to put things right. But it was a setup. It started with dark images of women and men wearing black, Kalashnikov in the hand, Quran in the other hand, screaming Allahu Akbar, you know, the Shia thing, the Ashura celebrations, blood everywhere. Christiana, oh, Christiana from MTV, what do you like about that? And I said, well, actually, Islam means peace and it's and surrender and, you know, you find inner peace and radiate that to the world, etc. Okay, next. And then, you know, microphone was taken away. The next person was asked to speak. So, you know, and then the presenter kept asking me questions about Islam. I answered them. And then he said, so do you talk like this in your youth show? Basically, the accusation was that I am now out to Islamize the German youth. And the next thing I knew is I lost my youth show. You know, they, although the contract was freshly signed, that didn't matter. And, you know, I was out. It was a shock after 7 years of positive press and being some kind of a, you know, popular icon. You know, and now suddenly I felt like public enemy number one. But there you are. It was also a good thing. You know, obviously I had moved on inwardly anyway from this kind of showbiz life. And shortly afterwards, actually there was a party to launch VH1 in Germany. David Bowie was there and he asked for a picture with me. That was one of my last sort of little highlight moments in that life. But then my boss backstage passed me a joint and I said, thank you, but no thank you. I don't do that anymore. I'm a Muslim now, as you know. And he said, and I said, what about the press if anybody sees me? And he said, well, an article of you smoking a joint would probably do your image well, far better than being a Muslim anyway. So that's the media perception out there. And needless to say, at the end of the year, MTV also didn't renew their contract. But they did ask me back for a few months on end, which was very nice. And anyway, it was time to move on. It was a chapter well closed, and I never looked back with sadness, but with fondness and gratitude that I had experienced, you know, this special time on MTV Europe. And it was my newfound friends and faith that helped me cope with the difficult situation and helped me see the events from a spiritual perspective. You know, how actually suffering is good. It's a form of purification. You come closer to God if you bear it with patience, etc. But I also learned very quickly how much Islamophobia is out there in Europe. You know, this was not before 9/11 and 7/7, and you know, basically how distorted the image of Islam is. So then, of course, I was itching to speak out and trying to make my contribution, but the TV agents kept telling me, if you ever want to work again in Germany, keep stumm about Islam. It's a negative image. And actually, although I did keep quiet about Islam, I never worked again in Germany on television. I was banned ever since. But my spiritual teacher, actually who was speaking afterwards, Dr. Said Hossein Nasser, he in fact gave me the same advice. And he said, all your fervor that you want to, you know, put Islam to the right in the media, make a contribution, first put it into bettering your deen and internalizing the faith. And I'm very grateful. It was the best advice. I did that for 10 years, and only now I'm coming out. And now at least the media can't throw me so easily because I've, you know, learned quite a bit about Islam in the meantime. And then eventually things began to change. I went on Hajj, alhamdulillah, in 2006. And and afterwards, you know, a journalist asked me, can I do an interview with you, ex-MTV presenter, being a Muslim? And I had refused her before, but now for some reason I had the confidence and I thought, if not now, whenever. So I gave this interview. It was positive. A lot of other positive interviews followed. And then a book agent contacted me from Germany. And this is how the original German book came out in 2009. Alhamdulillah, it was very good, well received, you know, as well. Great readers' feedback.